Allah, Allah, Allah. Let's start with the invocations. And we can just pass the invocation on from one person to another, and each say which in whichever language we feel like in this moment. I will begin in Estonian. Ühtsuse poole. Armastuse, harmoonia ja ilu täiuslikkuse poole. Ainsa olendi poole. Ühendatud kõigi valgustunud hingedega, kes loovad meistrikehastuse, juhti ja vaimu. And I pass it on to Natalie.
Vers l'unique, la perfection d'amour, d'harmonie et de beauté, le seul être uni à toutes les âmes illuminées qui forment l'incorporation du messager, l'esprit guide. To Mia.
Valerie, shall we say it together? Okay. K jedinému. Dokonalosti lásky, harmonie a krásy. K jedinému bytí. Spojenému se všemi osvícenými bytostmi, které tvoří vtělení mistra, ducha, jenž vede.
Thank you. Would you like to say it, Hazima, in whichever language? Okay. Welcome all to this. This is our session number 4 on this inner life of Hazrat Inayat Khan. And so we begin with some readings, and then we are going to do some practice in between, as we have done in the other times. So, Gateka. Besides this preparation, one needs a vehicle in which one journeys. That vehicle has two wheels, and they are balanced in all things. A man who is one-sided, however great his power of clairvoyance or clairaudience, whatever be his knowledge, yet he is limited. He cannot go very far. For it requires two wheels for the vehicles to run. There must be balance. The balance of the head and the heart, the balance of power and wisdom, the balance of activity and repose. And this is very similar to what the Buddhists say, that we need two wings to, the bird needs two wings to fly, the wisdom and compassion, so whichever way we look at it, we are talking about the same thing. Balance between the two extremes, the two different parts of the whole. Tasawuf. We can understand this philosophically, but this is not enough. And sometimes, when we become caught by the philosophy, it is not applied, it is only a thought. And in Sufism, there are disciplinary processes, and they are often in connection with the breath. The first lessons on this were made public in an Eastern rose garden. That's the book. It's one of the volumes of Hazrat Inayat Khan. But the perusal of the book does not bring one either power or wisdom. For that, the teacher and guidance are needed. Then one can do something. And when one does, whether it be by control of the breath or meditation or any other means, it is no longer a question of balance. We can then produce our own balance. Thus, there is balance between the type of breath which reaches the heart and the mind, and that which permeates the whole body. And there is the breathing which leads to wisdom, and that which tends toward power. All these are important in the inner life. So we could do a little bit, focus a little bit on the breath now. And just breathing in to the count of four and breathing out to the count of four. Bringing the breath into balance in the best way we are able to in this moment. And then feeling as we are breathing in that we breathe in through whole of our body. All of our body is involved in that in-breath and then also in the out-breath. Just experiment with that a little bit and see where you can feel the breath. Maybe you can feel the breath in certain organs, certain parts of the body, and maybe not so much in some other parts. And just becoming aware of even the tips of our toes and fingers and our back. And places where we may not necessarily be aware of the breath, usually. Let's see if we can feel the breath in those places as well. Perhaps just breathing from the tips of our toes and through the legs, and then through the torso, through our arms, and all the way up, and then all the way down again. The breath brings healing and strength to us, exactly what we need in this moment. Just like we have our breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the breath is feeding our body and our subtle bodies as well. So perhaps just breathing in Yasha Fi and breathing out Yaka Fi. Breathing in, feeling the healing, healing energy entering our body. And breathing out, feeling that soft, gentle healing going exactly where we need it most. And then we let go of the concentration and just breathing, continuing breathing with the, however the breath wants to flow in this moment. Amen. Gataka. It is the balance which enables us to stand the strain of this journey and permits us to go forward, making our path easy. Never imagine for one moment that those who show lack of balance can ever proceed further on the spiritual journey, however greatly in appearance they may seem to be spiritually inclined. Tasawuf. The spiritual journey is not away from materiality through a sort of hazy ethereality. This is a mistake. It is a movement away from egotism. According to the Sufis, the ego is nafs, the same as nefesh in Hebrew, which also means the breath activities and mental activity. The breath can be freed from this ego by many practices. And when the breath is purified by the processes of Safa, then one is really on the spiritual path. It is no longer mere words. It is the control of each stage of liberation of breath, and by breath which takes people above the denseness of earth and makes it possible for them to assimilate the magnetism and the knowledge which extends through all planes. So I'd like to share another practice. It is a practice that helps us to let go of our ego, let go of our nafs, and really be in connection with the one who is the highest of the high, you could say. So we say, Ya Ali, Ja Ali, and that's the yeah, it's the praise without limit, you could say. It is totally beyond beyond any thoughts of self or any limits. It's just going beyond, like higher and higher and higher. It's like the dance. Take me up higher and higher. Take me up higher and higher. So it's like that. And it's the antidote of for our ego's attachment to reputation and hierarchy and all this kind of stuff that keeps us stuck in the world and stuck in our spiritual journey as well, that we feel that, oh, we can't go any further. So it helps us to kind of break through these barriers. So I encourage you to just sing freely with this. I just give the open tuning for some sort of guidance, and then just freely allow Ya Ali to take you higher and higher.
Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali.
Kateka. It is only the balanced ones who are capable of experiencing the external life as fully as the inner life. To enjoy thought as much as feeling. To rest as well as to act. The center of life is rhythm, and rhythm causes balance. Tasawuf. There are many aspects of this which are not always easily learned. The culture does not teach the significance of inhalation and exhalation, the breath in each of the nostrils, and the effects of various rhythms. True, man appreciates them in listening to many kinds of music, and our emotional reactions are not the same listening to jazz and symphony, to the music of China and India, the Arabs, Africa, and the American Indians. We sense the differences. Besides, there are the differences between the war chants and the harvest dances. These are found among many peoples. There has not been much study of the emotions involved and whether the emotions produce the music or the music affect the emotions and how much and how far. And also the value of silence in this respect. What is gained when there is stillness. Gataka. On this journey, certain coins are necessary also to spend on the way. And what are these coins? They are thoughtful expressions in word and in action. Tasawuf. There are traditions about good words, good deeds, and good thoughts. But this is not the deep meaning. For how does one know what is the good, whether it be in word or thought or action? How do we know what is good? There are ways of stilling the mind and purifying the breath. And when these are practiced, both the mind and the breath are directed on the right path. It is not any judgment, it is not any habit, it is a wisdom learned from within. Gataka. On this journey, we must take provision to eat and drink, and that provision is life and light. Tasawuf. And how does one get the life and the light? Now we teach the repetition of the divine phrase, the Sifati Allah. For instance, Yahai increases the capacity for life, and Allah Nuri, or Yanuri, the capacity for light. These are the actual life energies and the light radiations. With a teacher, one can draw on the radiant magnetism of the teacher, who may be sensitive on all planes. And without the teacher, when the teacher is not present, one relies on God directly, who is in our very, very midst. And when we call on God from our very midst, we become more and more aware of the actual light and the actual life. So let's call a little bit on Yanur and Yahai. Ya Nur Ya Hai, 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 Já nur, já hæ. 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 Ja nur, ja hei. Breathing in life and light. Fully breathing in life and light, our food, our nourishment on a spiritual journey. Gatika. And on this journey, we also have to take something with which to clothe ourselves against wind and storm and heat and cold. And that garment is the vow of secrecy, the tendency to silence. Tasawuf. With a growing universal practice of meditation, this is becoming evident that silent meditation builds up strength. This is becoming a habit and a benefit. Besides, every movement of tongue utilizes energy. Every thought of the mind consumes magnetism. Let's just take a moment to feel that. Feeling the gift of just being. Gateka. On this journey, we have to bid farewell to others when starting. And that farewell is loving detachment. Before starting on this journey, we have to leave something behind with our friends. And that is happy memories of the past. Tasavvuf. Lord Buddha has said that attachment to the unpleasant is painful, and detachment from the pleasant is also painful. At the same time, the purpose of the inner life is to take one beyond their reactions to both the painful and unpainful, which arise out of nafs, the ego. It is not that we change our ways so much as our attitudes. And if we practice the presence of God, Aklak Allah, that is what happens. But otherwise, we don't give up our entire personality, which is an expression of the cosmos or of divinity itself through time-space function. So we do one last little practice. And we are gonna use We're going to use another quality, another, we're going to call upon another angel. And this one is Ya Badi. Ya Badi. And this is, it is also helping us to let go of, further let go of our ego, our nafs, you know, these things that hold us, sort of keep us stuck and not, don't allow us to move forward. You could also say that the Yabadi is like the unexpected wonder, and it's like these circumstances in our life that are surprising and that just somehow come up and help us to see something from a totally new perspective, you know, to find a new angle, new approach to something. So it's kind of like this, like these unexpected gifts of the universe, you could say. It's like this new focus, new direction, and this again, it's a remedy for our ego's kind of grasp or wish or need to hold on to that sense that our truth is the right truth, and this is the only thing that is correct or right. So let's do that. I have my beads over there. Can you get me my beads, please? Whichever ones, doesn't matter. Thank you. There's a curious thing about this one also, this Yabadi. It's that we open our heart. We open our heart. The more we can open our heart, the more we can let go of this grasping ego. And then at the same time, so it's kind of like we are doing these two opposite movements. Yaba, we open our heart, and then D, at the same time we go inward. So opening our heart allows us to truly go inward. So you can kind of just play with that feeling of this opening that allows you to go inside. Ya body, ya body, ya Amén. stop the recording now.